Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about the whack-a-mole game and how it's a perfect metaphor for your life until now. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, for those in the audience who have never been to Chuck E. Cheese or the carnival, what is the whack-a-mole game?
Well, it's a game where you have a mole, you know,
meaning again, like a gopher.
Yeah, it's a plastic mole that pops up and you hit it with a mallet. And then before that mole goes down, another one pops up someplace else. And you hit that one, and pretty soon they're popping up really fast, and you have to hit them really fast. And the objective is to keep the moles from popping up. Now, I have fond memories of this game because it's one of those games where you never go anyplace.
You couldn't pass a Chuck E. Cheese without going in. Well, actually, I'm just kidding.
It's actually for my daughter. When she was young, she always had all this energy. And it's a great game because you never get any place. You just keep hitting the mallet with the mole with the mallet, and you don't make any progress. But it's a great way to burn off some energy, because as a for a while as a single parent, I just I needed that.
Okay, so Jason, why is the title Whack-a-Mole so important for the show today? Why is that? What is this all about?
This really is a big deal, and we kind of lighthearted about it, but we are taught to believe that life is like a machine where you have one problem and there's something that's broken and needs to be fixed. Yeah. But that's not the way life works.
Huh? Wait a minute. Are you saying that life doesn't work that way? That's not clear. How does it work?
Our problems and challenges come from one place, but we're taught to fix the expression of the problem, not the root of the problem.
Okay, well, Jason, then where is the root of the problem?
The root of the problem is in your essence, and it can express that problem. The blocks in your essence can express that problem in multiple ways in multiple parts of your life.
Okay.
For example, it can express it in a health problem, a money problem, a career problem, or relationships, or any problem you can think of.
You know, Jason, I think the audience needs to understand better that about the blocks to our essence. Explain that a little bit.
We talked about this in Discovery, and we did two shows about it, about the 80% negative energy attached to your essence. It's really toxic.
Okay.
But what happens is that as it tells you, as your essence is trying to say, well, this is what's wrong in your life, if you take a one problem at a time approach, whether it's health problem, whether it's a money problem, whether it's a relationship problem, and you fix that one problem, these blocks just laugh at you and say, oh, I'll just go someplace else. No biggie. Just like the whack-a-mole.
Wait a minute.
You hit one mole, it goes down, but another one pops up.
Well, okay, these blocks, and we're using the word blocks, but what we really mean is the negative energy that's keeping us from our essence, the essence of who we are individually and uniquely. Correct?
Yes, and that negative energy keeps us from having the life that we want. It creates the problems in our life. It creates this speed bumps is probably too, it's too mild. I mean, these are huge potholes.
Right.
These are sinkholes, you know, in our life. It's not like it's just a little speed bump. These, you know, you fall in there and you're stuck.
Okay.
So and the problem is that working one problem at a time, this mechanical view of life, which says, you know, if we're a machine and if something's wrong, we just fix it. We just fix that little part of the machine,
sure. And
everything works. And we do that with strategies and techniques. You know, all you have to do is go through, and I love doing this, you know, because Patricia and I always go shopping together, go grocery shopping together. And as I go through the line, you know, I'm just the eye candy. Yeah. I'm just the eye candy for her. I just push the cart and follow behind. But, you know.
And I say it differently. He's just the money.
But as we go through the line and we go, there's always the magazines that you go through the checkout. And there's always these, three quick ways to do this.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Jen and Brad, but go ahead.
I always talk about them anyways. You know, I'd say, did you know that someone's getting divorced or someone's having an affair with someone?
Right.
But in this case, there's always processes, strategies, and techniques to do everything.
Sure.
And, you know, whether you're trying to lose
weight. Three steps to a better sex life.
Yes. If you're trying to have a better money situation, if you're trying to have a better relationship with your significant other or your kids, you know, there's all these quick fixes. But those processes, strategies, and techniques, they don't work. Because here's the thing. If, you know, they can work for a time.
Okay.
But just like whack-a-mole, that negative energy that's blocking you just kind of laughs at you and snickers.
Okay.
And says, I'll just put it someplace else. See, you know, science and, you know, I love science. I'm kind of a geeky guy. You know, I love an organized approach to knowledge. But the problem is that science doesn't recognize essence. We all know when I say, your soul or your essence, people say, I know what that is. Yeah, I get that. You know, everybody, it's innate. It's almost burned into our knowing, our instinctive knowing. And subtle energies, of course, are our emotions. So if, you know, people say, I know what love is. You know, I know what hate is. I know what anger is. You know, we all know what they are, but we don't really understand them and how they work. And oh, by the way, you know, if science, if science had all the answers, then there wouldn't be any wars because we just apply some sort of computer algorithm to country relationships and things would be fine. Hmm. But we never go to war because of science. We go to war because of passion and emotions and things that are out of control.
Well, you know what, Jason? I want to make a comment about science, and I don't mean science directly, but I had an experience back when, you and I had just started living together, and I happened to be home one day, and the phone rang, and it was this very large medical facility on the West Coast. In fact, actually, I should say it's world famous. And it was where Jason's daughter had had cancer treatments. She had the same kind of cancer that her mother had had 14 years earlier. Not only the same kind of cancer, but in the exact same place.
That her mother died from.
And so I got this phone call, and this was before I didn't think to don't answer that kind of thing. But anyway, I picked up the phone, and it was this person doing a follow-up questionnaire about Jason's daughter's well-being in that moment, and it was coming up on 5 years since she had had it. And been treated for it. And so, okay. So I answered the questions, and the one that got me the most was, have there been any reoccurrences
for cancer
that you've noticed? And so, and I went, no, not at all. And the person on the other end of the phone went, really? And Here's the point of my story. We used the clearing not only on ourselves, but on our children right out of the gate. We started working on both of them together right out of the gate.
Okay, but here's the point. Okay. Here's the backstory. Is that and we know this because my wife died of cancer, and then, you know, my daughter had the same kind of cancer. That medical profession, this is what we're talking about, science. This is what the right frame that we're talking about. That in science, they said, well, you're cured if you don't have a reoccurrence of that cancer in that way within 5 years.
Right.
They limit the idea of what's curing. And so the controversy, there was controversy with my daughter because we stopped the chemotherapy prematurely, and the doctor took us to Child Protective Services here in California because, you know, failure to adequately provide medical treatment, and he said she would die if she didn't finish this treatment, and it was an experimental treatment. So because it was an experimental treatment, this follow-up was a way of saying, oh, if she's still alive, then the treatment was that effective.
And it worked.
And they're gonna use that information to say, okay, this worked and she was cured and everything is great. Now we know,
yes,
and this is what we say the scientific frame is wrong, because we're still working on that negative energy that caused the problem in the first place, that was connected to her essence. We went to the root. We went to the source.
Right.
You know, but most people who have had cancer live in fear that the cancer is going to come back.
Right.
And that's because they don't ever get to the source.
Exactly.
The medical treatment doesn't get the source. It just gives the expression of it, the physical manifestation of it.
Exactly. So, Jason, I'm going to stop you and tell me, what are the key points of this segment?
Working on one problem at a time creates a wicked game of whack-a-mole in your life.
Okay.
We're taught to see problems as things to be fixed, like a machine, one at a time. Problems and challenges are really energies that express themselves in many ways in your life.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach helps you work at the source versus playing whack-a-mole with all the problems and difficulties you have in your life.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to give you some examples of whack-a-mole and how it affects you in multiple ways. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to give you some examples of whack-a-mole and how it affects you in multiple ways in your life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. Let's make sure I understand all that's going on and all that we're talking about. Unless you see the energy of a problem or challenge, you can't fix it because you'll be playing whack-a-mole with your life. Is that right?
Yes. Using a strategy or technique which fix the expression of the problem does not work with the energy.
Okay,
and when that happens, there's two possibilities. Let me explain.
Okay.
The first is that the problem is not fixed, or second, the problem is fixed, only have another problem with the same energy come up somewhere else.
Okay, but I want to make sure that the audience understands. Am I correct? Are you saying that you have to have someone like you and I who can see, we can see energy, we use our intuitive abilities to do that. Are you saying that you have to have someone like us in order to be able to fix your problems, the whack-a-mole game?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Now, as you apply the ecosystem approach, we designed it so that you can do it yourself. But as you apply the ecosystem approach, your intuition, which is natural to you, is organic to who you are, which has been blocked because we have a culture of programming, starts to wake up. And all these energies become much more conscious. I know that for our clients, they're much more conscious of these energies because we've been working with them. We don't work with the expressions of the problem. We work with the energy of it.
Okay. So give us some examples now. That would be great. Thank you for the explanation.
A common example is weight loss. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of data about how to lose weight, and there are different things to do, about things to eat, tracking what you're eating, using the scientific method, however, doesn't account for the emotions that are at the center. Hmm. Now, Weight Watchers in the beginning kind of understood this, and they did group help support to help people with emotional challenges. I would have cleared, frankly, but helping people with emotional challenges acknowledge the fact that there are emotions that have to do with weight gain and weight loss that have to be managed or dealt with, but they never got to the root. They didn't, if they applied the ecosystem approach, you could do weight loss that was sustainable.
Okay. Well, and we also know that studies have been done that people who do follow the strategies and techniques, that sort of thing, the diets and so forth, they can lose the weight. Yeah, you bet they can. But what they found is anywhere from, I think it's 89 to 93% of the people that use the strategies and techniques within 18 months after they've done these programs, they gain the weight back. Sometimes it does take longer to gain the weight back, but the truth is they always gain the weight back and they gain back even more.
Well, and that's because they didn't get to the root.
Exactly.
Which is one form of whack-a-mole.
Okay. All right. I love that. So give us some examples of some of these whack-a-mole things that you're talking about.
We have lots of stories. So we'll just start telling you some of the stories about people and whack-a-mole and getting to the root.
Okay.
But, I worked with this one couple a long time ago, And he was struggling with his business. His wife didn't want him to do this business. So she was struggling with him. And they were both struggling in their marriage. And he was struggling just to be happy. You know, if you took the regular approach, how we're taught to do this, one problem at a time, he probably would have gotten a business consultant for his business, a marriage consultant for his marriage. They probably both would have had therapists for themselves. But we just started clearing the energy. And what happened was that I could see for this gentleman, even though it didn't seem to make any sense intuitively, that his business problem and his marriage problem came from the same energy. Mm. Oh my gosh. Talk about whack-a-mole. If he would have gone to a business consultant, it wouldn't have helped because it wouldn't have got to the root cause. If he went to a marriage counselor, it wouldn't have helped because, you know, it didn't get to the root cause.
Okay.
And when I clear both of them, not only did his business improve, but so did their marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it gets to the root.
Nice.
Another example, we had a client who, you know, her big problem was a broken heart that came from childhood where her father left to go to World War II and was killed and never came back. Mm. And she had problems with relationships, with men, with money, and she was struggling with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, we always cleared the same thing because the root was the same.
Right.
And again, if she would have gone to a counselor for her relationships problem with men, you know, a financial advisor for her money, and of course she was going to a doctor for her cancer, you know, it really complicates and makes it more difficult. This is so much easier.
Right.
There was another example. There was a woman who came to me. She wanted to lose a few pounds. But I found out later that this is the backstory. Her husband was going to another state gambling for 3 or 4 days at a time. She thought he was having an affair and she felt abandoned. She thought, you know, quick fix. We're taught. This is how we're taught. It's not her problem, but that if she just lost a few pounds, that she could spice up her marriage. Her husband would give up gambling, the other woman, and stay home with her. You know, wasn't going to happen, you know, and it's, when you say it out loud like that, it sounds pretty, you know, pretty silly. But that's how we're taught to believe that, oh, if only I get my money in order, only if I get my relationships in order, only right. if I get my health in order, then all these other things will happen. No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
And that's why we always go to the source. The source is your essence.
Yes, I love that. So, you know, Jason, what you're really talking about is working with energy is actually more efficient than anything else.
You know, that's an OMG statement because, you know, if you've been around for a while, like Patricia and I have, she's been around longer than I have,
huh.
But we're not, it's
we're not counting.
Yes.
But sucker.
The truth is that we've had all these problems in our life, all these challenges in our life that we've tried to address by working on the problem itself.
Yes.
But it's been so inefficient. And, you know, now that we're older, we're kind of tired of that. This is so, we've been doing this for 20 years. So we can say, and we've been helping clients, you know, it's not like we have clients that have been with us for 15 years, 10, mm-hmm. 5, 10, 15 years. The reason is because you keep removing the layers and there's this gold underneath. Mm. It's amazing. And
it's
so much more efficient.
I agree.
And if you're doing something else, that's okay. But this helps you with that.
Okay. Okay.
You know, the scientific studies, you know, the problem with scientific studies is that those lead to strategy and techniques that don't get to the energy. Science doesn't understand the energy. And the problem with science is that it's always talking about this illusionary average person.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, everybody that's listening right now, you're not average. And everyone that's listening right now.
He means that in a good way, everyone.
Yes, that you're unique.
Yes.
And if you want to solve your problems, we have to get to your uniqueness.
Right.
It's not going to help what's good for, you know, someone else.
Okay. So if I have a money problem, Jason, you know, and I, you know, get someone to help me with my budget. Are you saying that that's not going to help my money problem?
Well, chances are your budget is not the source of the problem. It's just the, you know, it's one way to fix the problem.
Okay.
But it doesn't get to the source, so it won't help. So if you follow the budget, it'll go someplace else, but more likely than not, you won't be able to follow that budget. And the reason is...
Or stay on track with it.
Didn't get to the source.
Right.
I know I took this communication process about active listening, and you know it was such a farce because you have to want to listen to the other person. And you know, I could see this in this group of people that wanted active listening. You know, the spouses were dragging their significant others, but a lot of them didn't want to listen to their spouse. So no matter how many techniques you gave, the active listening wasn't going to work.
Right.
Oh, health, illness, and sickness. The root is always energy.
Yes.
And that's what needs to change. You can't just, you know, you can't take a few pills and cure yourself.
Or do a round of chemotherapy.
Yes. It's what's broken is at the center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so, but here's the thing. We live in a programming environment. Everything right. is programming. Yes. You know, do this and you get this. Right. Do this and do this.
Right.
But here's the key. You don't have to do one or the other. Working with the energy always helps the programming, always helps the quick fixes. And when you do that first, for example, with the, you know, budgets are not bad.
No.
But if you clear the energy first,
right,
then as you try and implement that budget, you'll be able to overcome the problem.
Well, and also say, also do clearing while you're trying to implement
yes.
and trying to stay on budget. That's one of the things. Remember, we have layers and layers and layers of stuff, everyone, and understand it. Clearing isn't just, and the ecosystem approach isn't just one time. It is clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. But
well, and here's the key. You know, a lot of you work in a corporate environment.
Right.
And when you go to work, the solutions are always programming.
Yes.
But no one can stop you. This is the place that you can go that will help you perform better in a programming environment.
Exactly. Love it.
If you change the energy for yourself.
Exactly.
It's amazing. And it's not either or. Don't think of it as either or. If you want to, if your boss has you implement a programming solution, you know it's not the root, change the energy.
Exactly.
Change the energy for yourself. It's amazing.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
It's easy to think that fixing one problem in a mechanical way will fix other problems, other things. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Working with energies can feel overwhelming, but is actually more efficient.
Okay.
Because it gets to the root. Scientific studies are always talking about some fictional average person, but not you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach uncovers the energy that are the source of your problems so they can be changed.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to stop the whack-a-mole tendencies in your life and focus on the root energies. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about how to stop the whack-a-mole tendencies and neediness for those tendencies in our lives or your life, and then be able to focus on the root energies or the blocks that are keeping us from our essence. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, so Jason, how do you stop the whack-a-mole tendencies in our lives and focus on the root energies?
We apply the ecosystem approach.
Oh, what a surprise. It's a good surprise, though. So can you be more specific? I mean, how exactly do you apply the ecosystem approach to the whack-a-mole? Do you yell at this fake mole? I mean, what do you do?
We always start right where you're at, right with the problem that's right in front of you.
Okay.
That you're struggling with now.
Okay.
We clear all the energies around those problems. It's really pretty simple and direct. At the same time, we transition to having you be accurately typed with the Enneagram personality system.
The Enneagram, why is that so important?
We did a couple shows on that. If you're interested, you can go back and listen. Mm-hmm. But once you know your Enneagram type and accurate type, you begin to see how that affects all the areas of your life. It's the root.
Ah.
In other words, the Enneagram describes the negative energy attached to you through your personality traits.
Mm.
And your Enneagram type is expressed in all areas of your life.
So why not just focus on the Enneagram? Why the ecosystem? Why do we focus on the ecosystem approach?
That's what we call it, the ecosystem approach, because you are a complex ecosystem with many aspects. And because we see the energy that's essential to you, that's part of your whole. You know, this is really, really important. The ecosystem, the Enneagram is one tool that we use as part of the ecosystem approach. So let me tell you the pieces of the ecosystem approach.
Okay, this is really important, everyone.
One of the main things we've talked about before in our radio shows is specific, constant, and consistent clearing. And specific is a really big deal because it's the most effective.
Give one small example of that, Jason.
You know, specifically,
we would clear me for interrupting Jason. What?
Well, you know, when we're talking about my daughter, for example, you know, she could do yoga or meditation, but what's the most likely part of the energy that would bring back a cancer is specific to her.
Ah.
You know, the example that I gave about the woman who wanted to lose some weight. And the problem was, you know, her husband, you know, I would say that specifically for her, it was, you know, and there's a lot of specifics, and we do this. I'm giving you some examples so you can understand, but each person is unique.
Right.
And with the Enneagram and our ecosystem approach, we get to that uniqueness. There's never one size fits all. But for her, there was a form of self-esteem, you know, that why would she tolerate that kind of a behavior from her husband and be okay with it?
Right.
You know, if once you, that's the core issue. And once we can work on that, and that sometimes that takes a while, and yes, that's okay.
Yes.
The other part is constant and consistent. And constant and consistent is really important because of, we had a couple shows called Discovery, which talks about the 80% of negative energy in your essence. There's so much. If you're not doing energy work constantly and consistently, it's not going to work. There's so much there. It's going to fuss with you for the rest of your life. And it's not like, you know, some people could take their lifetime to get rid of all of this. There's a lot there.
Well, sure.
And then we use astrology as a roadmap for deep understanding. Let me give you an example. There's a client that I've been working with for many, many years, and we've been talking about the traits of her Enneagram type. Well, now she's just getting to the point where she sees that the way she's acted in the world is not really her. You know, she was a one personality type two with a one personality, and that one personality needs to be perfect, needs to put on a presentation to the world that that looks a certain way. And she's done that very effectively, but then she's starting to see that, hey, that's not me. Well, so who is she? Well, that's not for me to answer, but the best tool that you can use is the natal chart in astrology, which tells you, can give you a language about who you are, and you can start examining that. And it's really helpful for deep understanding, you know, also part of the ecosystem approach.
Right.
Seeing the energy to understand what's in your way. Oh my gosh. We do that for our clients. That's why clients have come to us for the last 20 years, because they know that even though they can't see what's in their way, we can help them see that. Now, as intuitives, this ecosystem approach is designed to help you see it for yourself.
Right.
But we're able to see, and this is a big deal, because of our abilities as intuitives, we've created the ecosystem approach so that we can restore you back to the way it was intended, in a way that works for the world the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Okay.
Also, the ecosystem approach is simple to start, but has infinite depth. That's why we've had clients for 5, 10, 15 years. It has huge amounts of depth, but it's so simple to start because you just start right where you're at.
Mm.
Here's another biggie. You know, when my daughter was getting her cancer treatment a long time ago, this was 20 years ago, but they were talking about, you know, you shouldn't use alternative medicine those things conflict with the traditional medicine. Energy work doesn't conflict with any modalities, whether it's non-traditional, traditional. It doesn't conflict with any advice that you get, whether it's about money,
relationships,
whether about relationships.
Right.
But it adds a depth to it that is what you need to make it better.
And it helps you remove those blocks.
Yes.
That energy that's keeping you from your essence. And all that we're talking about, if I'm going to break it down to be simple, the blocks that are keeping you from your essence are keeping you from who you really are and what you came here to do.
And causing all the problems in your life, exactly, no matter where they come, whether those they're relationships, blocks, money, yeah, health.
Exactly. And you know, that's everyone understand that no matter where you are and what you're doing, there is negative energy standing in your way, keeping you from, well, let's say health, happiness, the money that you want, all of the talents that you have. I mean, understand that those things, that's what you came here to do, is be healthy and happy and, you know, make the world a better place, not get stuck in the, oh my God, I don't have any money, or, this relationship isn't working. I can't seem to make relationships work. That kind of thing. The ecosystem approach makes such a huge difference in everything that you do.
All these pieces combine to a very, very effective whole. And we just gave you the highlights right now. So
yes, exactly.
The ecosystem approach is amazing, you know, and, you know, this is why we're trying to help people so they don't do the whack-a-mole in their life.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Well, and by the way, think about it. Whack-a-mole is really exhausting. So, with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Using the ecosystem approach is the best way to stop whack-a-mole tendencies in your life.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach is a lot more than just using the Enneagram and clearing.
Mm-hmm.
The ecosystem approach was developed by intuitives that see energy and understands the way humans work, which is, of course, we were the intuitives. And whack-a-mole tendencies are the biggest waste of time and energy in your life. Use the ecosystem approach. It's so much more efficient. It's so much less time, money, energy, everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
So should we talk about how to clear?
Well, sure, Jason. Let's do it this way. Jason, why don't you tell everyone how we clear?
Basically, it's very simple. Like everything else with the ecosystem approach, use your imagination. Mm-hmm. When we say a stated emotion or veils and illusions or whatever they are, barriers, just gather those up in your body, blow them into a trash can. If there's no trash can around, blow them into an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye, mm-hmm. and then we'll go on to the next one. It's that simple. No big breaths. You don't want to hyperventilate. You don't want to, if you blow harder, it doesn't push out more energy. Just take a gentle breath.
Exactly. So, and then after we do that, we activate life force. Life force energy is the most amazing energy that any of us have access to. And by the way, all of us have the right. It's a gift to use this life force energy. It's around us wherever we are. And what you're going to do is we're going to activate life force by pulling it in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your neck and your torso and your arms and then your legs and make it go to the tips of your toes. I like to turn it around so I get an extra little added thing there. And when I breathe out, sounds like this. I breathe out any negative energy that's been left behind, because we all know, or we should know, we are not one dimension. We are multi-layered, and we have a tendency to hang on to stuff. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you begin to remove the whack-a-mole tendencies in your life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you begin to remove the whack-a-mole tendencies in your life. Jason, take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate my addiction to playing whack-a-mole in my life because it seems to be easier when it's not really. Take a breath. Gather up that addiction to that idea of playing whack-a-mole and blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate my fear of change.
Take a breath. My fear of doing it a different way.
Yes.
And to eliminate my unconsciousness about the energy that is working in my life. I just want to see strategies and techniques, and that doesn't work. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the trust that I have that the strategies and techniques are the only way to make my life better. I release and let go those false beliefs and that programming. Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that if I get one particular solution, everything else will be better, and then I can be happy.
But it's not true.
I release and let go all of that negative energy, all of that programming, and all of those false beliefs. Take a breath. And to eliminate my fear of letting go of the strategies and techniques that make me feel secure in my life, that make me feel like that's the only thing that's going to work, when the truth is, that's programming. Once again, everyone, take a breath.
And to eliminate the shame and guilt that I have that makes me do traditional strategies and techniques.
Only.
Only. Take a breath. Because I get acknowledged, I look like I'm doing something. People see that I'm actively trying to solve my problems when that never works. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that one problem at a time, working on one problem at a time, doesn't work. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can begin to see the energy of my issues and clear those first. Right. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can use the Enneagram to see the negative energy in my life. Take a breath. For those of you who do the Enneagram already, and for those of you who don't do it, go read the Enneagram. Figure out what your Enneagram type is and see what's standing in your way. Take a look, turn around, look at your life and see that you can use the ecosystem approach to help you remove that negative energy. Take a breath right now.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the issues, the energy of my issues, and clear it right now. Take a breath.
Go ahead. We were competing there.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can use the Enneagram to see the negative energies in my life by knowing my type and clearing the energies of those personality compulsions.
Exactly.
Take a breath. And oh, by the way, that's how you get started.
It's a really good way to get started.
Start clearing the energies of your personality compulsions.
Exactly. And to eliminate my worries and anxieties that make me impatient to get quick fixes, quick results, the programming way. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my deep depression and unworthiness that I have that keeps me focused on quick fixes because it looks good to the outside world. Take a breath.
Jason, I'm going to activate some life force.
Let's
ready?
Do that. Yes.
All right. I direct to all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use my essence, my own essence, as the source and understand it of my problems and then the solutions. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can feel the authentic parts of myself affect all the areas of my life. And the blocks to those authentic parts affect all the areas of my life. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that uncovering my essence will help me be a better problem solver because it gets to the root. Take a breath.
And last but not least, of course, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and laugh and enjoy my life, be peaceful, have hope, love, love of myself, and understanding and clarity about who I am and how the ecosystem approach can work for me starting right now. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Projects.
Huh?
Everyone has an important project from time to time, whether it's personal, it's like moving, major health project, a marriage, a divorce, or it's professional, which is, you know, happens to a lot of people where you're always giving projects to do at work and it becomes overwhelming.
Okay.
We'll discuss how to handle the high pressure situations with deadlines and the programming approaches to things in your life, like projects that you have very little control over. Be sure and tune in for that one. This is a big deal.
Okay. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded. You can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you really want to start using the ecosystem approach, you have to sign up for our newsletter. Mm-hmm. Go to our website at www.livinglighter, go to the newsletter tab, and all we ask for is your name and email address. It's completely free. And you can get started because every week in that newsletter, we have clearings that help you uncover your essence and get to the root cause, get to the root of things. So you also get the backstory about us, Jason and Patricia. And if you want to send us a comment, you can email us at Jason and Patricia, JasonAndPatricia, and at livinglighter.org. And then, of course, I love to be liked on Facebook. So go to Living Lighter on Facebook, livinglighter.org on Facebook, and like us. We would really appreciate that.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. And You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit Golden.